92.9, 98.5, 106.5. In the next year or so, those frequencies will begin carrying neighborhood-driven news, music, and conversation via low-power stations approved by the FCC. Jim Baer in the city's Germantown neighborhood couldn't be more excited. For nearly a decade, he streamed G-Town radio over the internet.
An opportunity like this presents us with options to hopefully communicate better, to get information out more effectively, and also to just have a stronger community that talks to each other, that appreciates one another, that knows what's going on.
Baer says the station will help paint a more accurate picture of a neighborhood often connected to crime.
There are situations that definitely need to be worked on. There's a lot of very hardworking, smart, vibrant people who want to make this a better place. So I think this really is an opportunity to allow those people to plug into it and make something good.
Gretchen Clausing is executive director of PhillyCam, a nonprofit that facilitates public access programming. She says the new stations will create a more textured media landscape.
This is one of the major media markets in the country. There are a lot of stations already, but they're all commercial stations for the most part. And I think there's a tremendous amount of room for there to be additional programming. There isn't that kind of dedicated voice that is coming directly from people that live here in the city.
Each low-power station will reach a few miles. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.